Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is KDK Radio. It's 7:07. I'm Larry Richard.
I'm John Shumway. Good morning, and thanks for being with us this morning.
And we welcome the Executive Vice President, Northeast Director of CBRE. That's Commercial Real Estate, Herky Pollack. And we asked Herky in here, known Herky for years. He's a Pittsburgh guy. He's that fun guy to talk to when you bump into him and say, Herc, what are they putting over there? So the other day when they said Century 3 Mall was going to be reimagined, we called Herky and said, all right, what are they reimagining it to be? Herc, welcome. Thanks for coming in.
It's good to be here, guys. Thanks for having me in.
And let's start with the malls. Let's start with Century 3. When they take down that property, what's coming up there? Do you have any idea yet?
Well, that I'm reading about and hearing about a mixed-use development with residential and retail and potentially office, maybe even hospital, who knows. It's a heavy lift, the whole project. It's going to take $60 to $80 million just to get the site demolished and ready for the new development. So where that money is coming from, I'm not quite sure. I'm sure that there's going to be a public-private partnership of some point, at some part, but it's going to be a lot of money needed to make this thing happen.
What happened to that place? That used to be a destination point at one time. I mean, everyone wanted to go to Century 3 Mall. It's kind of sad in a way to see it.
It's an evolution of time. I mean, it's simply too big. It was 1.5 million square feet, which is an awful lot of retail under roof. Retail changed to going more toward a strip center setting. The anchors became less important. So that has evolved over time, much like the rest of America has evolved. And so there was simply too much retail there for that trade area. And then with the waterfront coming online, and that became a behemoth of 1.3, 1.4 million square feet. That siphoned off some of the sales, and all the surrounding strip centers surrounding Century 3 siphoned off some of the sales. So as the department stores became less relevant and the retailers in the malls became more challenged, it just lost its way. And so it's time for something new.
Well, while we're on the topic of malls, both Ross Park and South Hills are undergoing major changes. Let's start with Ross Park. They lost Sears, and that whole end of the mall is going to change.
That's a blessing. They're going to add a Restoration Hardware. They're going to add a food hall. They're going to have a lot more retail coming in there as well to augment that Sears space, and they're going to add a movie theater. So that's going to change the face of Ross Park Mall. And let me digress for a second. The fact that Simon, who owns both Ross Park Mall and South Hills Village, is going to inject $50 million, $40 million into our region is very telling about the future of Pittsburgh. The fact that they are coming here and saying, where do we want to invest our dollars in the whole entire country, and they're picking two malls in Pittsburgh to spend those kind of dollars, says how well we are doing as a region.
And so, Ross Park Mall is really a destination point in and of itself because of it has a Nordstrom's, it has Tiffany's, it has some of those high-end. So people would come from other areas as opposed to the cookie-cutter businesses that exist everywhere else.
You're absolutely right. It's a huge destination. The fact that they have Nordstrom and Crate and Barrel and Cheesecake Factory, it does draw people from a very long distance. It's by far the highest sales per square foot of any of the regional malls in Pittsburgh. It's benefited greatly from the residential growth in the North Hills. It has good access from throughout the city. And the fact that they're now going to inject even more life into it really bodes well for the future of Ross Park Mall.
South Hills Village.
South Hills Village. They're doing a whole new liner project, and they're redeveloping the whole rear of the project. Again, getting rid of Sears. They're going to add a Lifetime Fitness, which is a really large fitness facility, world-class fitness facility. There's going to be a liner project on the front where they're adding new retail. Lululemon's coming into the mall.
Oh, boy.
I'll give you a little scoop here. Burgatory's will be opening another restaurant at the front of the mall as well.
How many of that be?
That'll be 10. Number 10.
10 burgatories?
10 burgatories.
Which you're a big part of.
You guys are busy.
Yeah, I have two great partners who are the heart and soul of my concept, and they allow us to grow, and this will be our number 10.
Who are your partners?
Mike Hanley and Jerry DeLembo.
So where will the shop be in South Hills Village? Where will Burgatory locate?
The food court's going away. We'll be at the
really?
Main entrance right at the front, so you can't miss us. So if you're going to a movie, you're going to South Hills Village, you're a resident, we'll be easy to find.
That movie component is huge. We saw that out at Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza, at Settlers Ridge.
Right.
Coming
across
in
the street
and out.
From
yeah,
the, oh,
because
from the
if
movies.
The movies, if there were really good movies, attendance and sales went up. But one of the things that I love about the movie industry is they've reimagined it somewhat because they put in those, really comfortable recliner seats. Now you can choose the exact seat online before you go. I think it's a game changer to get people to go to the movies is to have that kind of amenity.
It has to. I mean, I right now, and you're right, Larry, because we have three Burgatories right in front of movie theaters, and we are having our best year ever, largely because it's been a great movie year for Pittsburgh and movie year for the industry.
It was a blockbuster year last year, best ever in 2018.
And to your other point, I think movie industry has recognized that people have a lot more options with Netflix and TV and movies right in their own houses. They have to make the experience that much better in theater, so they have to make the theaters that much more desirous to come.
We got a lot to cover here. North Shore Strip District, the arena area up in Uptown, Squirrel Hill, a lot to cover here in the next 45 minutes.
Berkey Pollack, our in-studio guest, Executive Vice President, Northeast Director, CBRE, Commercial Real Estate. And speaking of movies, something that's happening, the waterfront in Homestead, we'll talk about coming up. 720 KDK Radio. Let's go to our news desk, powered by NRG. Here's John Shumway.
A man reportedly trying to force his way into a home in Crescent Township is shot and killed. Some of our neighbors are waking up this morning without power after last night's storms. And Just Ducky Tours says the insurance is just too costly, and they will not be sailing the Three Rivers. We'll have those stories and more coming up with Joe DiStio in about 10 minutes.
And our conversation with Herky Pollack continues. Herky is a commercial real estate mogul with CBRE.
That's a good way to put it.
Well, you know what? I love talking to you, Herc. I love when you're here because I think a lot of people, even if you're not part of whatever the development is, you love to know what's going in there. And you hear people say that all the time. Oh, do you know what that's going to be, right?
That's going to be, yeah, exactly. For instance, in the East End, I mean, we've heard about Whole Foods and we've heard various things with the Giant Eagle. What's going on over there?
A lot's going on over there. So Gumberg is redeveloping a site that is on the east side of East Liberty. It's going to be anchored by a new Whole Foods and an office complex. I hope to break ground in the spring there and probably be open 2 years thereafter. Echo Development, which is Giant Eagle's real estate arm, is redeveloping Shady Hill, which is where the current Giant Eagle on Shakespeare Street is. That's going to be first floor retail, a new Giant Eagle, and then residential above. And then across the street, the current Club One is going to be redeveloped by the Davis Companies, doing an office development upstairs and first floor or first two floors of retail there. So again, there's so much going on in the east side of Pittsburgh that you never would have imagined could be occurring. It's just a great time to be a resident of the city of Pittsburgh.
Infrastructure in that region has billions of dollars invested over the last decade or so.
Well, when you look at our city and what drives us, there are five main drivers. There's the hospitals, the universities, high tech, financial services, and oil and gas. And four of those five are literally within a half mile or a mile of that location. So that's the heart and soul of our community. You have the hospitals, the universities, you have financial services and high tech all within that area. And it's just growing wildly in Pittsburgh. And it's a great event for us.
You know, it's interesting when you think of the Southside Works, you think, oh, that's relatively new. But there's a major change happening at the Southside Works.
Major change. Actually, today, as we speak, there's going to be a new owner of Southside Works. I'm going to be working on the redevelopment of Southside Works. We're looking forward to, again, injecting some life into that project and transforming it into what it could be as opposed to what it's been. So we are very excited that now, in the heart of Pittsburgh, in the heart of all the growth of Pittsburgh, It's got to have a new owner, new money, new injection of life, and hopefully a new face.
That was originally developed by the Sofer family, correct?
It was, yes.
Which was the old J&L mill for the most part.
It was. When you think about it, the fact that we had Southside Works and the Waterfront, both two large steel mills. The Waterfront was the largest steel mill in the country, 1 million square feet under roof. That's a microcosm of Pittsburgh. The fact that they were blue-collar sites that have been transformed into upscale, mixed-use, white-collar investment developments, that shows how Pittsburgh's transformed.
And since you mentioned the Waterfront.
Yeah, the movie theater down there, when they first put the AMC theaters on the Waterfront at Homestead, that was like a big, giant project, and people loved it.
They still do.
They're going to revamp some of the theaters.
They are, and I'm, again, taking over the leasing there as well. The theater is going to be redeveloped and remodeled over the next 2 years. That's going to have probably a $10 or $11 million investment with the seating you talked about, Larry, which comfortable seating and lounge seating and great sound and smaller theaters and better experience. So the industry, like every other industry, is changing, and that industry has changed to smaller theaters, better seating, better sound, and a better experience, and that's what's going to happen there as well.
You know, it's interesting because these days you go to a movie and that's what you expect. You want one of those luxury seats.
You do.
And if you go into a theater that has the old seating, it's like, eh.
We've become spoiled, but I think that industry is competing with your sofa and your bed at home.
That's a good
So point. People can watch things on Netflix and on HBO and every other channel you have on your 600 channels at home, so the industry is taking note of the fact that you need to bring the customer to you, make them feel comfortable and have a great experience. Otherwise, they're not coming. So they're doing that.
Apparently, it's working.
It's working. So it's been a great theater year, as I mentioned before. And I think the future, again, holds lots of promise for that industry.
All right. We want to talk about a lot of other developments.
We've got a lot to get.
We'll get through them after the news. Herky Pollack in studio. We do want to talk about the Strip District because
yes,
if you haven't been to the Strip District lately, wait till you see what's there now and what's going to be there in the future. It is absolutely mind-boggling. 729 at KDK Radio, coming up right after the news with Joe DiStillo next.
All right, we're with Herky Pollack talking about development in Pittsburgh, and we still have to come the Strip District, Station Square's redevelopment.
Oh, yeah.
The North Shore and the Esplanade area, the Arena District up by the Consol, and downtown Pittsburgh. We got a lot to cover in our next 15 minutes or so.
737 at KDK Radio, and Governor Tom Wolf will join us right after the news at 8 this morning, and then Josh Shapiro, the state attorney general, also in the next hour. I'm Larry Richard.
I'm John Shumway.
And he's Herky Pollack in studio. He is Executive Vice President, Northeast Director of CBRE. That's Commercial Real Estate. Herky's a Pittsburgher, and we love talking to Herky about what's coming to the Berg, and there's still a lot to cover.
Yeah, last time I saw you, as a matter of fact, we were at the groundbreaking together for the events down in the Strip District with the terminal building.
Yep,
which is coming on, and it's going to be coming on very, very quickly. I mean, they're going to have the first tenants in there. They're talking about mid-next year. So that's going to happen fast, but that's just the terminal building. The rest of the Strip is exploding.
The Strip's on fire, and when you think about it, I used to go to the Strip District to get my apples. I'd look for Macintosh or Honeycrisp, and now you go there for Apple's headquarters. So you have Apple, you have Uber, you have Argo, you have Facebook coming. The Strip is unrecognizable, and it's going to be change even more in the next 18 months to 24 months as companies continue to move in and retail moves in. And so it's really just an extension of downtown Pittsburgh. And what you're seeing is we've bursted the seams of downtown, and now we have a hip and cool area called the Strip that people are now taking advantage of and frequenting with office and retail and residential.
Just as you make the turn from behind the convention center to Smallman Street, you know, there's a new hotel there.
There is.
Which is great, you know, for anybody that's got conventions, that's more hotel rooms. But the restaurateurs were telling me they're finding out, even now, they're just walking down and they're filling up the restaurant. So you have 11 Lydia's, all those places. I mean, they're loving this.
And a lot more coming.
A lot more coming. And so when McCaffrey develops the terminal building, that's going to be an incredible addition to our landscape. Smallman Galley is committed to coming in there and doing a larger food hall. and there'll be a lot more food and entertainment coming online. And again, that's going to be something that's never existed in Pittsburgh. And everyone's clamoring for the new experience, the new retail, the new experience retail with entertainment, and that's going to have a great deal of that there as well.
Now, you have a lot of residential in the Strip. And I mean, there are condos down there that are up to $1 million, and they're already spoken for, even before they're built. Meanwhile, downtown Pittsburgh has also got its own explosion going on.
Well, again, you look at Pittsburgh, and as I talked about before, we have this huge growth in the high tech and financial services and the meds and the eds, and people are moving to Pittsburgh from out of town. And when you're surrounding the high tech businesses in the Strip District, people are moving here from out of Pittsburgh, and $1 million in Chicago and LA and New York and Boston is nothing. You get a two bedroom walk up here. You can get an incredible opportunity. So people are now moving into the Strip District and thinking it's a great opportunity to buy something for cheap. Whereas by Pittsburgh standards, that's a lot of money. And so again, it's a lot of people, the influx of new people moving into the urban core of Pittsburgh, taking advantage of great opportunity here.
You know, the waterway, obviously the Allegheny River is right behind the Strip. And for the most part, it's been untouched in terms of connecting whatever's in the Strip to the actual river. Are they developing any of that?
There's not much of that. There are townhouses along the river, and John just alluded to some of those, and those are going to take advantage of the view. But there's not much connectivity as far as excitement on that part. There are other parts of Pittsburgh that we'll cover, such as Station Square and the Esplanade and the North Shore, all of which are finally taking advantage of the water in Pittsburgh, which for 225 years, we've kind of ignored the fact that we're on three different rivers.
Yeah, let's go to the North Shore. We've got the casino just announced they're going ahead with their hotel attached to the casino. And on the other side of the casino, you have the Esplanade project. Is that, you know, we all saw the pictures of it. Is that actually going to happen?
It's going to happen. My good friend Lucas Pied and Millcraft are going forward with that. We're working on incredible plans there. We're going to have a Ferris wheel and potentially an aquarium coming to Pittsburgh, and great retail and mixed use with hotel, office.
And a Ferris wheel.
And a Ferris wheel. The original Ferris wheel, people may not know, was on the north side. So we're going to pay a little homage to the Ferris family and do the first Ferris wheel on the North Shore again. So it's whatever's old's new again.
How soon is Continental going to tear up Lot 4 next to PNC Park?
That should happen next year. And again, that's going to be a mixed-use development. That's the Pirates' front door. That's their home plate. They are really concerned about the fact they want this to be something spectacular. So they are working diligently to create the best last piece of the North Shore, which will have residential above, probably 35 to 40 units, and then retail on the first two floors and perhaps some office as well. So that's going to be another exciting addition.
Do you have on your list the old Civic Arena site? We kind of know that that's finally got a plan.
Well, before we jump to the Civic Arena, let's finish North Shore if we could. So the SAP building just opened up. We're going to have first floor retail there.
When's Roethlisberger's restaurant opening?
Potentially next year is the slated date to open there. So hopefully that happens soon. So we'll see. And then my partners and I are opening another concept called Shorty's Pins and Pints, which is going to be an experiential retail concept with duck pin bowling and bocce and adult games.
Like they used to have down Westview.
Whatever is old is new again.
Yeah. So is that going to be in the SAP building?
That's going to be in the old Tilted Kilt space right across from Burgatory with outdoor fire. We're going to have 5,000 square feet outside and 10,000 square feet inside. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So you can go duck pin bowling, and you can play some video games, and you can have a fire pit and adult Jenga and beer pong and all sorts of great stuff for us to just have a great experience.
All right, so now let's go up to the Arena District.
Okay, finally. It's been 10 years, but the Penguins, led by Kevin Acklin now doing the development piece of it, are finally getting underway, and it's an exciting opportunity for those guys to really grow again the downtown experience. They have Punch Bowl Social, which is another bowling concept, bowling and entertainment concept. Most likely it's going to be Live Nation joining them there. They have an office tenant or two they're going to announce shortly. Lots of restaurants coming online. And again, that's going to be a huge expansion of downtown Pittsburgh. What's interesting, as we're talking about this, you see that downtown is bursting at the seams, and it's connecting the Strip District, and it's connecting the Hill District, it's connecting the South Shore and the North Shore. And if you think about it, that's only literally one block. It happens to be a river from downtown. So our central business district is growing immensely. right before our eyes.
All right, we have to hit Station Square before we're done here.
Okay, Station Square, another testimonial to Pittsburgh. So Brookfield, who's one of the largest developers in the country, has come in and said, you know what? This is one of the best locations that's available for redevelopment in the whole entire country. They bought Station Square from Forest City. We're working with them on the redevelopment of Station Square. We're going to have great retail there, great restaurants, great entertainment, some new office. Right across the street, Trammell Crow's doing a 310-unit apartment complex. They're going to have a second phase of more apartments, more office space coming online there as well. You have all the growth and redevelopment of the South Shore as well. So when you think about that, it's just simply amazing that for 30 years it sat there, and now we're going to see a whole new life for Station Square, which is fantastic.
And when they reimagined that, that was really innovative in its time, you know, back in the day when they turned that old train station where a lot of men shipped off to service, you know, World War II even, just they took that and made it something as a destination point. Now you're going to redevelop it.
That was back in the day when Faneuil Hall in Boston was at its peak, and so they kind of patterned it after Faneuil Hall in Boston, and now, much like that world's changed, we're changing it again. So Pittsburgh is on the cutting edge of what's going on around the country right now.
Other than that, nothing's going on.
Jeez.
Executive Vice President, Northeast Director, CBRE, that's Commercial Real Estate, Herky Pollock, and build your own burger at Burgatory. Congrats on that. It seems to be working for you, and appreciate you coming in, Herc.
Thank you. It's always great to be here. I always feel very appreciated, and I feel smart because you guys make me seem smart.
Well,
so it's nice to be here.
You kind of make us feel like we're in the know what's going on.
It's good day to be a Pittsburgher.
Thanks, partner. Appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.